Thank you very much. Obviously, things going very well for your Michigan State Spartans, coming off a very successful road trip to Piscataway, where they do win the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers last week, 31-13. Again, with that win, your Spartans move up to number 9 in this week's coaches poll, number 10 in the AP poll. Now we've got ourselves another business trip, Bloomington, Indiana, where your Spartans will take on the Hoosiers of Indiana. And need I remind you, since 1950, the winner of this tilt will be in possession of one of the greatest trophies in all of college football, the old brass platoon. Let's talk about it with the fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker. Coach, what's going on?
Not too much. Just working hard. How are you doing?
Everything is well, sir. You know, after that victory in Piscataway last week, you said to the ball club, when you can be great, why settle for anything else? There it is. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Yes. You know, we feel like we have not played our best football yet. Collectively, you know, as a team, you know, offense, defense, and special teams clicking on all cylinders for four quarters. And that's our goal. And so our standard is high. The expectations that we have, you know, within our building are very high. And so it's just a process, you know, every day working to get better and to show improvement so we can have a better football team the next time we hit the field.
Well, for all the right reasons, in that tilt against Rutgers, our fine wide receiver Jalen Naylor, named Big Ten Co-Offensive Player of the Week, 5 receptions, 221 yards, 3 touchdowns. The numbers speak for themselves. And perhaps, Coach, more importantly, to show how balanced our Spartan offense has been, Mr. Naylor was the 4th different player from Michigan State to receive this honor. So the offense, sir, firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job. We're able to run the ball and be efficient in the passing game, take care of the ball, you know, for the most part, get a lot of guys involved. And so we have relative balance on offense, and I really like the way our special teams has weighed in for us the past few weeks, you know, making big plays, you know, changing the game, momentum plays, field position plays, and then our defense shutting Rutgers out in the second half really bodes well for our development on that side of the ball.
Obviously, Coach, the Indiana Hoosiers were lights out a year ago. They're extremely well coached under Tom Allen. Right now, they are a 2-3 club, 0-2 in conference play, but they've had a very difficult schedule. I do know this. By the time we get to Bloomington on Saturday, this Hoosier team is going to be fired up.
Oh, yeah, it's homecoming for them. They're coming off of a bye. We've had a couple of weeks to get prepared for us, to get healthy, to get fresh, and take a look at themselves, take a hard look at us, and put together a great game plan. So we know that they're going to be extremely motivated to reset their season, so to speak. And so certainly we'll have to be at our very best.
Well, still don't know exactly what quarterback we'll be facing. Their starter, Michael Penix Jr., remains week to week with an injured throwing shoulder. Tom Allen saying he will be a kickoff decision. Should he not be able to go, it will be the former Utah transfer, Jack Tuttle, under center, so to speak. What challenges does that present defensively as Scotty Hazleton, the defensive coordinator, draws up a game plan, Coach?
Yeah, well, you have to prepare for both quarterbacks, and so you know, we know what they've shown on tape, on game tape, you know, what their strengths and what their weaknesses are, you know, what they really like to do when plays break down, or you know, how those quarterbacks go through their reads and what type of plays their offensive coaches are comfortable with relative to what quarterback's in the game. So it's more preparation for us, but you know, this is not the first time that we have had to do this, you know, in terms of preparing for a couple quarterbacks. In terms of like the experience that we have on our staff, you know, it happens a few times a year, and so we know how to do that.
Speaking of our Spartan defense, Coach, interesting dynamic. The opposition able to accumulate some yardage, but it is a bend-but-don't-break type defense, averaging only 19.3 points per game against. That is good enough for 27th in the country.
Yeah, it's not necessarily about yards. It's about points. But certainly, being able to get off the field on third down when we have opportunities, we'll get the ball back to our offense more often, and we'll be less exposed to plays from the opponent's offense, and hopefully we can hold people to lower numbers, with takeaways and getting off the field on third down.
This tilt with the Hoosiers, Coach, comes at an interesting point of the schedule. Before a bye week, before an in-state rivalry game, does that present any challenges for you and your staff?
We've just every day, hammered to our players, about the preparation for this game, having a singular focus for this game, working really hard to tighten up the screws, to be at our very best. Not looking ahead to the game itself or the bye week, but really focusing on the day-to-day preparation leading that's going to prepare us to have success in the game. And so we've been very, very focused, and we've talked about all of the noise surrounding this team and this game, and so we've been very transparent with our players and making sure they know and know in certain terms really where our focus needs to be.
You, sir, have been very complimentary of Spartan Nation going on the road as often as we have in this 2021 campaign via social media. I couldn't help but notice, Coach, that the Indiana Spartans, the green and white there, are going to be showing up en masse. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool, and we really appreciate our fans, and they're all throughout our state, across the country, and throughout the world, actually, and they're all pulling for us, whether they're traveling for our road games, or they're packing the woodshed and the deep end at home, or or watching on TV. We have tremendous support, and we really appreciate all the Spartans that are going to show up in Bloomington on Saturday. That's going to be a big lift for us.
All right, let's get the old brass platoon back on the banks of the Red Cedar, shall we, Coach?
That's the plan. Go green.
Go white. That is the fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker, spending some time with us. Again, a noon kick in Bloomington tomorrow. Yours truly, with the pregame festivities getting underway at 10:30 right here on WJR and, of course, across the Spartan Media Network.